We are learning Masechtas Moed Katon Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Yubayz Amud Beis. We learned the Mishnah that you're allowed to bring in your peiros to save them from the ganavim, from the robbers, but you can't be mechavim melachtoi b'moyer, which means you can't schedule it for Chol HaMoed. You know, Chol HaMoed, you have extra time, you schedule your work for Chol HaMoed, that you're not allowed to do. And if you do that, you cannot be nena, you can't have hana from those things. So Gemara has a shayla. Bayim ne Rav Yirmiya, Mashal Pesharim in HaMisha, Bayim ne Rav Yirmiya, Rav Zera. Kivam melachta b'mayid, umeis. What happens if he scheduled it for mayid? The halacha is now he can't have hana from the pishtum, from the flax he took out of the water, anything he did, he can't have hana from it. But he died. Maos yiknesu b'nai acharav. Do you make a knas on his son also? Could his son use the pishtum or not? What's the shayla? We'll see the Gemara later on. The shayla is the knas on the gavra, on the person, and the person's not alive anymore, or the knas is on the money, and the money's still around. So the Gemara first tries to see if you're giving a raya from other places. The Gemara says, "Im timso leimar tzayirim oizen v'char konsoy b'nai acharav." There's a shayla if a kohen goes ahead and bedavka makes a mum in his b'char, and this way he does not have to bring it for a carbon, and he can use it for whatever he wants, he can shecht it and eat it. He doesn't have to bring it for a carbon. He actually can't do regular work with it, could be, but he's allowed to. That's when it's a bechar. Once he makes a tzarim oizim bechar, so then he could shecht it and eat it. So the question is, you're not allowed to make that on purpose. It's the issa lav to do that on purpose. And the question is, lest he dies, could the son use that bechar? So it's a shayla in the bechar, it's a shayla. So we're saying, even if you hold there that the son does have a knas and it cannot use that bechar that his father made a mum on purpose on it, that is because of the sura deraisa. That's issa deraisa. Like the pasuk says, mum lo yir, but you're not allowed to give a mum. You're not put a mum onto a carbon. So there we understand that there's a knas for the son also, because it's so chamer. Masha'inkin here, by kiva malachdoi, which is not an issa deraisa of a Chol HaMoed, and therefore, maybe he'll be mutter. Now, what does it mean here by Chol HaMoed, it's not an issa deraisa? So Rashi's mashma, the verse is like this, that of course, malachos also deraisa on Chol HaMoed, but here, the whole issa is only because kivim malachtoi, but etzem, it's al-dava, avod, it's mutter, really, in this case, because it's get ruined, you're allowed to bring it in, you're allowed to do malach on it. The problem is, you schedule it for Chol HaMoed, that halacha is also derabanan. So you would say, maybe only by issa deraisa of Bechor, with their, it's a chometic issa, their son has a knas, but maybe here not. V'im tim saloima, mocha avdoi loy v'chavim umeis. There's another case, there's a shayla in Masechtas Gittin, where someone sells his Eved Kanani, his non-Jewish slave, to a non-Jew. The halacha is, Eved Kanani does mitzvahs like a woman, like an Isha. So now, if you sell this Eved Kanani to a guy, it turns out you make him lose his mitzvahs. He's losing some of his mitzvahs. So they made a knas. There's two pshat in the Rishonim what the knas is. Either knas is that if you get him back, you can't use him as an eved anymore. You have to free him, or you have to be paid him. You have to redeem him for any money. So that's the knas on the person who sold it. What about the son? Is there a knas on the son? So we're saying even if you say over there's a knas on the son that he has to redeem the eved, or that he can't use the eved anymore. Maybe it's the Africa by the father. But the son not. And there it says the son also has the knas. But maybe the afka there because it's worse. Because every day he's mafka for mitzvahs. There it's worse because there, when you sell an eved, eved kanani to a non-Jew, you mafka every day for mitzvah. There we understand, we'll make knas on the son. But here, the shayla is by Chol HaMoed. What's the halacha? Gavra konis rabbanim halas. So we make a gzera on the gavra, we make knas, we penalize the person himself who did the Aveira, and he's not around anymore, he died. Maybe he's the knas on the money, and that's around still. So basically, where the shayla is there a knas on the son as well when he schedules for lach of Chol HaMoed? And don't bring a raya from Bechar and from Eved, because there it's worse. There by Bechar is the raisa, and by Eved, you bring mafka of mitzvahs every minute. On Malay Tarisua, bring a raya. It says regarding Shvius, Sodosh Neskavs of Shvius. Someone went ahead and cleared out all the thorns from his field on Shemitah, which is also to do, but it's not a real malacha. The halacha is Tizra l'matzah shvius. There, you could be Zareah matzah shvius, even though you did something that's not right. You cleared out your field on Shemitah year, but the next year, we don't make a knas, and you could plant over there. But Netavya, which means you fertilized it with wagons of fertilizer. You brought it in and you did a whole job on a dairo, or you fertilized it by bringing the behemoths in there to fertilize it naturally. The halacha is lois sizra al matzah shviyas. You cannot plant on this field as a knas. You can't plant on this field matzah shviyas. We have a Kabbalah. The halacha is hetiva umes. But let's say the father did this fertilizing and he died. Benoy zayra, his son could do planting afterwards. There's no knas on the son. Alma l'didei kanzur abanu l'brei kanzur abanu. We see from here that to the father we made a knas, but not to the son. So hachinami. So you can say the same thing by our case of scheduling malacha v'chalamayit. Hachinami l'didei kanzur abanu l'brei kanzur abanu. The knas on the person, not on the money. And therefore, just like we find by shviyas that there's no knas on the son, we'll say over here there's no knas on the son. Zok de gemara vayta. Like we spoke out by Shvius, what's the difference between taking out the thorns or fertilizing? So Rashi's mashma and Rashi Kisvayad that because that's a big malacha, take out the thorns, not a real malacha as a karka. Tosis mashma, a little pshat is that one's b'mechubber and one is not b'mechubber. Taking off the kaitzim, we was talking about there were detached kaitzim, just clearing out the fields. That's not a really malacha as a karka. That's Tosis mashma, different pshatim. Zok de gemara vayta, Omar Abaya. Another idea, the same idea, where you don't make knas on the son. Let's say someone goes ahead and makes someone's tyrus tame. Now, it's not a hezek that's nicker. It means, like, for example, if it'll be a non-Jewish, his fruits and vegetables, nothing happened, they made it tame. Nothing really happened physically to the parents. So are you chayef to pay as hezek or not? So the halacha is, it's machlokes, hezek, she'en nikra, shmei hezek, or lo shmei hezek. L'maisa we paskin that midi rabbanon made a knas, that a hezek, she'en nikra, shmei hezek. So here we have timei tahareisa, someone was metame someone's tahareis, made a tame, umeis he died. So the halacha is he has to pay, but the son does not have to pay. L'kontzu b'nei achra, my time, what's the reason? Hezek, she'en nikra, lo shmei hezek. Really, hezek, she'en nikra is not called a hezek. L'didei, kontzu rabbanon, for him to make a knas. For the son, they didn't make a knas. A similar idea that the knas always goes on the person who did the avera, not on the money, and therefore the children will not be responsible for their father's avera, will not be responsible for the father's knas. Zok the new Mishnah. Mishnah says like this: are you allowed to buy stuff on Chol HaMoed? So Zok the Mishnah: Ein loichim batim avodim ubehema el tzarech moed. If you want to purchase houses or avodim or behemos, you're only allowed to buy Letzarech Moed. You're only allowed to buy Letzarech Moed. And it goes for everything else also. We're saying even these type of things, like Tosis speaks out, that even though it's for Hesia, you're allowed to buy Letzarech Moed. Because the question is, anything has to be Letzarech Moed. Even if you want to buy a bottle of milk, it has to be Letzarech Moed. So Tosis speaks out that we're saying like this, that even houses and Avodim and Behemoth, which are major purchases, if it's Letzarech Moed, you're allowed to buy it. You don't have a place to live, you're allowed to buy it. Letzarech Moed. Oy, there's not a way you're allowed to buy it. If the person selling it has no money to eat, and so you're buying the impasha to give him money, then you're allowed to buy it also. So there's two ways you're allowed to buy it. Either tzarech moed, or if the meicher has nothing to eat, so you're allowed to support the meicher by buying something from him. What's halacha schar pula? What's the question? The question is like this. In the Mishnah, we're not really talking about any Issa Melacha. There's an Issa Mekech or Memkar, which is a reason we have a four, maybe because it's not so, it might make you in a bad mood on Yontif. Mekech or Memkar is not Mamish or Melacha. It's not like doing like plowing or something like that. It's not a Melacha. It's not what Lamed has Melacha. It's Mekech or Memkar. It's a different type of Issa. So the Halacha is that Mekech or Memkar is Mutil Tzarech Moyed, or if you don't have what to eat. But what about hiring a guy to work? You're going to hire a guy to work at your house, whoever he's going to do work, and you want, why? Because you want to give him what, you don't want to give him what, you want to give him money so you can have what to eat. Is that mutter or not? That's what the Mekuyesev explains the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila is, because here it's Malacha, so here, I'll read the Lashon. Me, I'm reading Kisha, reading the Mesisim, Dafka, Mecha, Memka, I'm Malacha, Mamash, Lo, Yodom, I feel Malacha, Mamash, Mutter, Shaila, Mayaychal. He's let him hire for malacha mamish if he has nothing to eat. Mao on Malay, so he answered Tanina. We can make a dig for our Mishnah that it's mutter. Why? Because it says tzarech hamoicher she'en lo mayeichal. So why do I have to add on the word she'en lo mayeichal? Say tzarech hamoicher. What's she'en lo mayeichal? La suyimai Lav l'asriya schar pula isn't going to tell us that even schar pula, which is not mekach hamemke, even a stam, a guy who's a poyel, a guy who's a day worker, that you're allowed to hire him because you want to give him money so that he should have what to eat. Amalei loy. Prusik gonna farish. Elam ayechaz is talking about tzarech hamaycha who's selling something to you. It's not talking about malacha. Elam ayechaz is explaining what type of tzarech. Are we talking about tzarech hamaycha or someone has nothing to eat? So it doesn't mean a separate case of schar pula. So it's not a raya. A mishnah is not a raya. Let's try bringing another raya. Eis ve'avai. Ein koisvim shtar chay b'mayid. You're not allowed to write a shtar chay b'mayid. It means if someone wants to borrow money from you, you're not allowed to write a shtar chay b'mayid because you're not allowed to write on chal amayid. You'll learn about it later on daf yud ches about writing on chal amayid. Ve'im einim aminay. But if the guy, you don't trust the guy, he wants to borrow $100 from you, you don't trust him, you want a shtar, and if not, you're not going to lend him the money, so then you can write the shtar. Because it's like a dava over. He's not going to get his loan if he can't write a shtar. He's allowed to write a shtar. Oy, she'en lo'im ha'yaychal. Or he doesn't have what to eat. So ha'rez ha'yichtav. Then you can write a shtar. Either e'im ha'mino, or she'en lo'im ha'yaychal, ha'rez ha'yichtav. She'en lo'im ha'yaychal ha'su yimai. What's that coming to tell us, she'en lo'im ha'yaychal? We just said that if the loiva needs, if he needs the money, and there's no other way to get the money without writing a shtar, so you're allowed to write a shtar. So what's in lemayecha? What's the new case? It must be lasuyimai. So what's it coming to tell us? Lav lasuyis schar pula. It's coming to tell us that the cipher, if you have the scribe, the cipher who doesn't have any money, and here you have opportunity to give him money by writing a shtar chayiv, so then you're allowed to write a shtar chayiv. So shma mino, you take a see that you could write a shtar chayiv. So you see, you could, if a poyel, if a worker, if a scribe has nothing to eat, even though you don't need a shtar chayiv, but you're allowed to write a shtar chayiv just to give him money. So then you're allowed to write a shtar chayiv. So it's a raya to this shayla of schar pula shem ayechal. You're allowed to hire him. So you see, from here, you're allowed to hire him. You see from this case, because they're saying here, either the loiva is not going to have to borrow without it, or in lemayechal. What's in lemayechal? We know the loiva needs money. It's not going on the loiva. It's not prusha come farish like Rashi speaks out. It's not prusha come farish. It's a new case. When a scribe doesn't have what to eat, then you're allowed to hire him. So you see, for schar pula, you're allowed to hire him if he has nothing what to eat. Moisir Rav Sheshes asks a kasha. It says in the Gemara Msachim, Acham Oimrim, Shalosh Umnes. It's really a Mishnah. It's really a Mishnah Msachim parts of this. Shalosh Umnes Oisim Malach of Arab Psachim. There are three craftsmen who do Malach on Erev Pesach. Ad Chatzos until Chatzos. Really, now do Malach Erev Pesach. But these three craftsmen are mutter to do Ad Chatzos. Achayatim, the tailors, Vasaparim, the barbers, Vakoifsim, and the laundromats. They're all mutter to do work on Erev Pesach. What's the pshat? Because hachayotim shekin hedit toifik adarka v'chal shemoyd. Since you find the idea that there is some tailoring that's mutter on chalamoyd for a hedit akapanim, a non-professional is allowed to tailor on chalamoyd, the tzarech hamoyd. So therefore, erev yontiv also, you also could do it because you find the idea that chalamoyd is mutter. Saparim v'kayvsim, the same thing. Barbers and laundromats, also we find the chalamoy, there are cases where it's mutter to take a haircut, and mutter to wash laundry. Wash, can abom dinas hayam, v'yosef es asurim, someone who comes from a trip out in the Medina Sayyam where he couldn't take a haircut, and he was on a boat basically, and they landed on came on Chalamoid, he's allowed to take a haircut and wash his laundry because he couldn't do it before Yontav. V'yosef es asurim, same thing. Someone comes out of jail also, he couldn't do it before Yontav. So Mutar Masapa Lakavis Bukhazamay, you're allowed to take a haircut and wash laundry and chalamoid. So it says in that Mishnah that these three craftsmen are allowed to do Malacha Erev Pesach. Why? Because you find that Malacha to a certain extent is Mutar Chalamoid. How? We just said how. So Faith Marakasha, Visakhar Scharpula Shalamayekal Shari, if you're allowed to do any Malacha Chalamoid, if the worker has no money. So it turns out every type of Malacha can be done on Chalamoid if the worker has nothing to eat. The worker has nothing to eat. Because a guy who doesn't have any food, he's allowed to work. So now everything he's allowed to do Erev Pesach. Why? Because every work can be done if the pile has no food. That's his kasha. Maskal of our papa. So papa has a kasha on Rav Ashi's understanding, Rav Sheshi's understanding of this halacha, that anything that's mutter on Chol HaMoed in a certain way will be mutter on Pesach. So Masmer Papas, El Mata, fi your svara. So Binyan L'Shvi'i, she'll be able to build a house on Chol HaMoed on Pesach also. Why? She came with Kaisel HaGoyel Shirab and Soysa Abayna Kedarkoi, Pesach HaKonim, because we learned before that on Chol HaMoed, if a wall is teetering and to the fall in Shiravim, you're allowed to take it down and rebuild it. So you see a lot of build on Chol HaMoed. So you tell me that you're allowed to build Erev Pesach because you find the idea. And Maskel Ravina, not a kasha, you on Maskel Ravina, you are of Shay Shosh, I'm not a kasha, for your understanding of this halacha of Erev Pesach. Elamata, Lavlor, Listery, Shekane, you should be able to, Masaifer, you should be able to write it wherever he wants, Erev Pesach, why? Listery, Shekane, Kaisim, Kedushin, Oshim, we get him in Shayverim. We said later on the Mishnah, you let her write Kedushin, Oshim, Ashtar Kedushin, Gittin, and Shayverim. Why? Because there's a Dava Ava. We see you let it write it as Dava Ava, you let it write it. So then you should be able to write it Erev Pesach also, because you find it's Mutam Achalim to a certain extent. So Elamar Avashi, that you're making a mistake. It's not the pshat that these three umnas are mutter Erev Pesach because you find it's mutter on Chol HaMoed in a certain extent, certain way. Because then you have good kasha, taka. Everything is mutter. So Elam Rav Ashi, Moed Arab Asuka Ramas, he asked me a kasha from Chol HaMoed on Arab Asuka, which is Erev Pesach. Moed Mishum Terechahu. The Issa Chol HaMoed is, you're not allowed to work on Chol HaMoed because of Tircha, and that's also. Anything that's Tircha, any malacha that's Tircha is also on Chol HaMoed. That's the Rabbanan types of the psukim, it's also. When Makam Seda is a Rabban, it's a Makam Seda. They said the Seda outweighs the Tircha, and therefore that's the Simcha Siyantav, and you're allowed to do it. Shara Rabban. Arba Asa is a whole different reason. From Tzarech Yantavu. The reason why you're not allowed to work on Erev Pesach is because you have to be available to prepare for Pesach. So therefore you're not allowed to do your Malacha. So Midi Tzarech Yantav, Shara Rabban. Something that's Tzarech Yantav, for example, the tailoring, the haircut, and the washing, that's Shara Rabbanon. Mid Lav Tzarech Yantav, Shara Rabbanon. Tell me it's not Tzarech Yantav. You don't have to build a house Erev Yantav. You don't have to write a get Erev Yantav. You don't have to write whatever you have to do Erev Yantav. So therefore, it's not Mutter Erev Pesach. Are you going to ask me? It says in the Mishnah, the reason why those things are Mutter is because you find Chol HaMoed is Mutter. So the Ritva says, it's not a sniff Ba'alma. It's not like, not really the reason. The real reason why those three things are Mutter is because it's Tzarech Yantav. We just give example of Chol HaMoed just to show. There it's also, you see it's Mutal Tzarech, just a sniff Ba'alma, but really it's no Dimyan, therefore it's no Kasha. Avada, Schar, Pa'ula, Chol HaMoed, if a guy has nothing to eat, you're allowed to hire him. And also, Erev Pesach is allowed to hire him also if he doesn't have what to eat. That's called Tzarech Moed. But don't say now everything is Mutter Erev Pesach because it's Mutter and Chol HaMoed in a certain way, because that's not what it means. It's not so literal like that. And therefore, only these three things, which are Tzarech Yantav, are Mutter.